This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at midnight, US President Donald Trump is claiming that as many as 1.5 million people attended his inauguration in Washington on Friday, despite evidence showing the number was far lower. After meeting CIA employees, President Trump also accused the media of falsely claiming that he has a feud with the intelligence community. And it has been confirmed that Theresa May is to visit the White House later this week, as LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
President Trump said he wanted to assure staff at the CIA that he backs them 1,000%, and he slammed the media for suggesting he's got a beef with US intelligence. He also accused the media of deliberately underestimating the size of Friday's inauguration crowd.
It looked like 1.5 million people.
By most estimates, there were no more than 200,000 people there, but in a furious White House appearance,
some members of the media were engaged in deliberately false reporting.
Press Secretary Sean Spicer went further.
No one had numbers because the National Park Service, which controls the National Mall, does not put any out.
That, however, did not stop him from claiming the president attracted the biggest crowd ever for an inauguration. He also confirmed reports that Prime Minister Theresa May will be in Washington for White House meetings with President Trump on Friday, their first face-to-face meeting ever. Simon Marks, LBC, Washington.